Yea, my beloved, I come this day to bow down on my knee in thankfulness to you and to your work and your deeds upon this earth. I am Uriel, and I have come forth once more with a message for that of this planet and for all those who dwell upon it. I come forth this day and this hour and at this moment to radiate great love and understanding unto all peoples, for I come forth to plant the seeds of understanding and to come as a great harvest that will come as a great harvest of peace and love as it has grown into its maturity. This seed that I speak of, this seed called understanding, must be heard with the ears of your soul. For there has been much placed upon this earth that has corrupted mankind's thinking within their soul and also within their society. For there are structures that have been built by mankind that are structures of society and not structures of spirituality. For each one of you has been brought forth upon this planet in many different incarnations, and each one of you has tasted of the ether and of what is pure love and truth and understanding. It is for you to call upon your memories of these elements of spirituality for your daily living, for they have been harshly overlooked in many peoples. For as the structures of society have been strengthened, maintained, and strengthened through their own jealousies and greed, there have been many who have been displaced by this elimination. For it was not intended for one person or persons or one people or one tribe or one nation to feel that they are set aside and only the child of the Creator, and that only they are shined upon by the sun. It is for me to inform you that all souls upon this planet are smiled upon by the Creator and brought forth upon this planet with great love and sacrifice by the Creator, and that there is not one of you that is set above or below the other. You may be elevated within your society you may be harnessed with great wealth. You may have great political powers and be in a position of being infamous within your own time frame. But I say that you are only privileged, for that of the Creator, when it comes time for your atonement, and the atonement comes to all people, for it is part of your transition from life unto death, you must atone for that of your energies and feelings towards others. And if these are filled with jealousies, misunderstandings, and prejudice, then these are exactly what will be reflected upon you in your atonement. For there are none, as I have said, that are above the other. It is an abrasion to the soul of mankind to be excluded and not to be accepted by their fellow persons, to feel that they are less than a human being. It is an abrasion to their soul. And who has caused this abrasion? Who has cut to the core the soul of another human being? Who amongst you has forgotten that you are all part of the same tree? Who amongst you has forgotten that you all bleed, that you all shed tears, that you all carry within you the same pain? Who amongst you can be so unkind as to feel that they are set above or a structure above another humankind? For I say that it is not your culture, nor your color, your physical beauty. It is not your academic achievements. It is not how much tithing you have given, how much charities you have given to. It is what is within your heart and the seed of your heart. For the Creator knows these things, and so also we from the spiritual realm. Who amongst you can smile at your fellow man and shake his hand and welcome him to your lodging and speak with such hatefulness and rudeness about him after he has left your lodging? Who amongst you has done this for the compliments and the snide remarks and the comfort that is grown in snide remarks from others in your circle? Who has laughed at those who are in need or in poorness For many are only poor in a material sense, and their souls are rich and strong and vigorous, and their minds are keen and intelligent. But what you do not understand, you will cast aside with snide remarks and hypocrisies. I speak to you of this as you are children. There's much learning for you, and there is much hope for you. For you must come to terms with these misunderstandings. For they have been brought upon you, those amongst you of which I'm speaking. It has been brought amongst you by society and of what you have termed your social cultures. Create within yourself your own degrees of what is acceptable to you. For there are many who are walking in darkness that you should be careful of in your conversations. Pray for them, yes, but your energies must remain isolated from them. But what I am speaking to you of this day, and whom I am speaking to, are those who are jealous of what they do not know. They are fearful of those they do not know. They look for the negativity in another person's heart. Always you will find something. I say look rather for that which is positive and not that which is cunning. Those of you who have within their circle one who is bitter and angry and holds hypocrisy within their heart, pray for them, but do not allow yourselves to become such as that one. For this is where darkness plants its seeds. And I say there will be many of whom you do not understand, for there are many upon the earth who are mentally or physically handicapped, coming forth on this earth in their blessed souls as what is termed the victim souls. They have special purposes here, and you should honor them. And when you see these blessed souls walking upon the pathways of life, do not snicker at them or sneer or make jest and remarks. I say to you, if you have the seed of the Creator within you, why can't you pray for them? They have within them such love. Take heed of my words, for in many incarnations, you could have been such as they. Pray that your soul could be as pure as they are. And when you see those who are poor and downtrodden. Why can't you pray for them? And must you always give your charities only when you will have compensation from it? Give in the night and do not speak of it to anyone, for your offerings are between you and the Creator. It is not for elevations within your society. These are things and issues of which I've been on this planet since the beginning, and there have always been those who are cursed with jealousies, as it is the major spirit of evil upon this planet. It is the basis of all wars. It is the basis of all murders. It is the basis of great negativity. The only thing that is near it is fear. I speak to you of this, and I ask you in all great mercy to listen to me with your soul and show kindness one to another. As I have spoken before, you are all part of the Earth family. God bless you all, for I am Uriel. And he went out with a white rose.